Welcome to the program where we perform air guitar better than any other radio show in the entire Midwest.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, that is that's undisputed right there.
Well, look, Tom's going right now.
Yeah.
How can you hear the beginning of China Grove by the Doobie Brothers and not play air guitar? It's like required. Or air piano.
Sure, sure. I just thought you were having a seizure when you do that.
You know, I've just noticed no one plays air violin. It's a lost art.
Well, I don't know. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. You could play air violin to that
good
song.
Good point. You know, that's an unusual
Sal's
thing.
Sal's going to do it again. Any yeah. Charlie Daniels song, you could yeah. probably play air violin.
What about air banjo?
Air banjo. It's kind of just like yeah. move your fingers really fast.
It could be
nobody
that.
Nobody really knows how to play banjo, do they?
Yeah, you know, is that what it is, or do you just have like an itchy belly button?
You know who's a big banjo player now and releasing albums? In fact, nominated for a Grammy Sunday night, Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah. Steve Martin's played banjo for
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but he's had a couple of really good albums out lately of banjo bluegrass music. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yep. good for him because he should never
make a movie
ever,
again.
ever. Go to the Pink Panther franchise ever. You know what? That was a curse. Anybody that attempted to do a remake of the Pink Panther movies coming up against
Peter Sellers, yeah.
you're cursed. Yeah. You will never, ever be able to do it
Even
better.
Even Peter
than.
Sellers, some of his later ones weren't as good as those mid-70s classics.
I agree. Peter Sellers was a genius. The only one that I just had a brilliant idea. The only one that I would consider to allow to take over the Inspector Clouseau.
Yes.
Mr. Bean? Think about Mr. Bean for a second. He would put a really interesting twist on it.
Could he do the voice?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bean could do it. Rowan Atkinson is an incredibly talented man.
Mr. Bean.
And you know what's hilarious? Is he does not think he's funny.
And he does not think himself. And there are other people agree that agree. Wow, his movies haven't done that well, have they?
Yeah, they're brilliant. You have to appreciate British humor.
It's a small but very loyal audience.
Well, you have to appreciate British humor. If you are a fan of Monty Python,
uh-huh.
Fawlty Towers,
uh-huh.
and some of the others, then you appreciate
Benny
that.
Hill.
See, I don't think Benny Hill was on the same level as these others. You know, anyway.
When Benny Hill's laughs didn't work, he just showed naked people, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
this gag hasn't worked. Yeah. Please lift your shirt.
Right.
There
well,
you go.
Hey, it works in radio, too. Look at Howard Stern. That's all he's got going for him is women showing their boobs. That's the only thing that Howard Stern has got
that.
Going.
I mean,
what else does he have?
He's the king of all media.
No, he's not.
Or he was.
He was, and then he screwed himself over royally by going to satellite. Now everybody's like, does Howard Stern even still have a show? I heard of it.
He's a judge on, which one of the shows is he a judge on?
That's my point right there.
The Voice? No, not The Voice. America's Got Talent.
No, you make my point right there. He does that thing.
He's on national TV.
Nobody cares.
He had to do that because he was fading away.
Yeah.
The satellite radio deal for him enriched him personally
tremendously. He made a ton of money,
right.
And still does.
He signed in at a time when there were big deals being offered for celebrities with their own channel.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually talked with our ratings company.
Yeah.
Because one of the curious questions that comes up to them is, you know, Howard Stern, when he did regular, normal radio, got tremendous ratings.
Oh, he was the master of the morning show.
But that does his ratings now, what would his rating be for his satellite channel? So small that it can't be measured. That in New York and Los Angeles would be the only markets where he would actually register something. And it's like a 0.1 or a 0.2.
Well, you know what you're saying. You know what you're saying. This program needs a satellite station.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this program needs naked models to come in here
during
the show.
Yes.
God.
Oh yes.
We need video cameras in this studio.
Oh, no, we don't. No,
and we need a satellite station. All right, no, let me rephrase this. We need the cameras that are in the studio to work. There's one up there.
No,
there's one
don't.
Right here. There's one in his studio.
I thought you were a big proponent of not NSA spying and privacy issues.
I have said from the very moment I got in here, I want these cameras turned back on. I've said that from day one. I want the cameras turned back on. It is a portion of the program that I think would be very successful. and we need a satellite station. We need to take.
They say
this.
Downstairs that if they turn the cameras back on, they're going to break. Though you know,
that's only because they're aimed at you.
They don't want to replace them.
That's only because they're aimed at you, and you keep dropping trow.
Only one of them.
You keep dropping trow in the studio, and it's embarrassing. And finally, the people can see what kind of abuse I have to put up with.
Never mind.
The sheriff is...
Right, we'll reenact our favorite... Yeah. Right, we'll pick a lousy movie, and during the commercial breaks on camera, we'll reenact our favorite scenes.
I like it. I go for Young Frankenstein.
Oh, brother. It's Frankenstein.
Rolling the hay.
All right, then.
Tom would like to pick Porky's 2.
No, the show.
This has come out of... This show has gone out of control this morning, and it's only 5:45. All right.
And what was really interesting is I had every intention of talking sports in this segment, and guess what? We didn't. And I don't think we're going to get to it. You want to talk a little bit more?
Just quickly, the Matt Garza deal. Social media yesterday exploded with the Brewers signing free agent pitcher Matt Garza. Unfortunately, and ESPN reported it, Fox reported it,
$52 million contract.
Unfortunately, it's not a done deal yet. I think it will be, but they're still talking.
Are the injuries that he has had in his past, is that?
Well, I think there was a physical done, but I don't think that the physical is going to be the problem. I think they're still dotting the I's and crossing the T's as far as the financing of it. So I think it'll happen probably as early as today.
Okay.
$54 million.
That's a lot of cash, man.
And he's a 500 pitcher. His lifetime record? 62 wins, 62 losses.
And he's the best. Well, wins and losses in Major League Baseball, the stat guys have figured out that it depends on your team. It depends on which team you pitch for.
Team,
right.
And your win and loss
records. So wins don't really show what kind of a pitcher he is, but.
Well, baseball has always impressed me that in your batting record, if you hit. You know, if you do well one out of every three times you show up.
Fail 7 out of 10 times and you'll make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that is something that just stuns me. What other sport can you do that? Checkers? I don't know, tiddlywinks?
If you failed with 7 out of 10 jokes. No, wait a minute.
What do you mean if? What do you mean if? If I were to fail in 7 out of 10 jokes, I would end up like this.
We are so lucky to be here in L.A. because a huge snowstorm has just paralyzed most of the East Coast. It is cold.
How cold is it?
It is so cold. In the latest episode of Girls, Lena Dunham keeps her clothes on. That's what it is. It is so cold in Cleveland, Brown fans started burning next year's season tickets just to keep warm. It's so bad in New York, guys are hiring hookers just to blow the snow off the driveway. That's how bad it is. It is so cold, John Boehner turned from orange to blue. That's how cold it is. It is so cold, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell is talking to the feds just so he can stay in hot water. That's how cold it is.
Talk and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.